Number 8 is from the Director of Department of Transportation requesting to abolish abolishment of the Grounds Transportation and Parking Manager and the creation of the Transportation Grant Development Director of the Department of Transportation. This also went to the Department of Administrative Services and HR.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Roberts.
This is Sean Moore from the Department of Human Resources. We're here today because the Director of Transportation, Mr. Busalaki, who just came to Milwaukee County in November of 2011, did an assessment in the department to determine if we would be able to bring in new initiatives to bring in new sources of revenue. One of the areas he looked at was the grant area. We have two facilities currently that receive grants. One is the airport, and the other is the transit facility. In the two areas, the transit facility currently brings in $34 million a year in grant funds. And the airport also brings in additional grant funds for use to improve the services to Milwaukee County residents. So Mr. Busalaki made a decision to look at all of our grant opportunities, which we also have in our construction area, through the different grant opportunities, but we currently do not have staffing to be able to monitor and to look for new revenue sources. So with this initiative, his hope is that we would have one focused position to actually go out in all of our multimodal transportation areas to look for new revenue sources in grant funding. And he believes that this is something that would generate more money because the money is there, but we currently do not have enough staff to be able to actually go out and pursue the grants. We currently do have two staff in the transit facility that are actually going out for our grant opportunities, but that would be it. So he's asking for one focal point that would be located in the director's office that would look for anything related to grant opportunities in the transportation.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Cohen, you Supervisor Lipson.
My question is, can we wait until the budget to do this, and why should we incur this cost now? We're coming to the budget and county executive plan. We're using the budget next week, and I would prefer to wait on this, unless there's some reason that we need to do this now.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Sean Moore, Human Resources Coordinator for the Department of Transportation. If we waited for the budget, when positions are created, they don't go to this committee to be created till January, which means we wouldn't be able to fill this position till mid-February, early March. If we were able to create this now, we could possibly get a person in place sometime in November, which would give us opportunities to look at grants for 2013, which we might miss out on if we wait until the budgetary process.
Thank you. Supervisor Wilson,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the idea that they would even move that fast is encouraging because we've seen with the sustainability director and other positions that we still don't have anyone in certain positions that were created in the 2012 budget. So, a really easy question on the alphabet soup here in the report of some of the departments you're going after. I don't know some of the acronyms in the transportation context. I wasn't sure with FHA and FHWA.
That's the Federal Highway Administration.
Oh, that makes sense.
FAA is the Federal Aviation Administration.
And the FHWA?
That was Highway Administration. Federal Highway Administration.
Oh, so that was FHA. And then there's FHWA.
I have to check on that.
All right. I'd like to know.
Federal Highway. Federal Highway Administration is FHWA.
Oh.
Okay. Then perhaps there's an extra one in there. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt for your Supervisor Cohen.
Thank you. And I understand Supervisor Cohen and, when we have all these changes because when we come to the budget, you know, people are your greatest cost, of course. And, you know, anybody who's been around for a while, we appreciate the fact that the department needs a little flexibility. And, you know, we don't want to micromanage departments. We want to give departments chances to shift around and know what responsibilities are and change positions. So, you know, this is something, that, and I would presume maybe in a year we see a report that, I mean, these kind of positions obviously want them to pay for themselves. I'm not really worried about the salary right now. I mean, 50% of the different areas, that's really important. So I don't really mind too much seeing departments move. I mean, I presume during budget stuff that's going out, they're looking at their manpower. And, you know, what I'm going to be very careful is, if I your jurisdiction mentioned some things, but I'm telling departments right now, what I'm going to really look at is full-time employees and what their track record was, how many positions are filled, how many positions are open. You know, I think we're all understanding when it gives departments some slack. This is where you can save some money by not filling positions. But we're the ones who have to pass the budget. We pass these big numbers, and then we find out, you know, sometimes Supervisor Lipscomb is saying a little bit that, you know, a lot of positions that we put in the budget, and maybe we have to raise levy a little bit, but, you know, that comes back, and we get all the criticism for that. And then departments, of course, just don't fill these positions, and they make their budget. But we give them the money already, and they don't use the money. So, you know, this is not a game, but I understand why departments do that. So I'm going to be, you know, critical is the right word, but look very astutely. I know departments are in positions to say, well, this is the budget we have to live with, but then it is the budget you have to live with. And I want to know what changes are being made and if these positions are honestly going to be filled. I would appreciate also for all of us, I would think that, you know, organization charts are very good to see exactly where these positions are and how critical they are. You can explain that to us, departments, when they come and they make their budget pitches. You know, for me, I'm going to ask organizational charts if they don't have them. So we really need to see, you know, the pecking order. You're in the trenches. You know what people you need and what positions are critical to fill. We're doing some of these things today. So I don't want to lecture, but I do want to say that this is a really important thing I've seen over the years, and that's and the pressure's on us, and we want to have all these positions, but I really want to know how many positions are really going to be filled if they're critical. And I think an organization chart helps us understand that. This is the person we have, the pecking order, this is why we need them, and we don't really have to fill here. And I appreciate that. I think we give some latitude to departments to try to do some of that. But within reason, you know, looking at a small percentage here. The only other comment I would make, and approval on this one, right? Okay. I would move approval. I mean, I think there's something that really will pay for itself, and it's obviously very necessary. Grant writing, can we do these kinds of things that are terrifically important, especially with the federal government. But I'm looking at the state. I'm wondering if you have someone in your office besides Mr. Busalak, who's got a big background with the state, and I think can be very valuable to us. There's very important meetings going on right now. The Tommy Thompson Center was yesterday, and today on the Zoom interchange of them. Greatly involved in that. Everything is in my district as usual, it seems, in these areas. And so I've been very involved there and very concerned about many areas. I'm very appreciative of the work that the Transportation Department has done with Bruce Alonaki, particularly because he's had some state government background. Working with WISDOT is very, very critical to get those monies there. We saw a good example of that with the heating systems already with WISDOT having, which I think they should. It's easier said than done sometimes. You'd have to negotiate it. So my question directly would be, who's working on this with WISDOT particularly? I mean, if you're talking about people in Grand Rapids and having someone to work at these other areas in transportation, I would hope and think that there is someone spending some significant time working with Wisconsin Department of Transportation. That would be my question. Is that true, and what are we doing?
Well, currently this position is going to be reporting directly to Mr. Busalak, so that would be an advantage. And I'm quite sure they would contacts. He will connect them so that we will have all of the information. He has agreed to actually work with the individual so he can put him on track. His goal is to take advantage of every opportunity that he is aware of in the state of Wisconsin as well as in Washington, D.C.
And thank you. And I just might follow up. I'm presuming that you have been, I mean, I've had some preliminary discussions, so I presume your department has very intricately worked with that and knows all the ins and outs of everything going on through the interchange?
That would be correct.
Thank you. Let me continue to do that, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Supervisor Schmidt. Respect, I believe I heard Mr. Roberts indicate that Director Busalak, it was his idea that this position should be created. managed business enterprise projects, and so I've known the director for a long time, and I think this is important at this time. We have a motion for approval for this particular item. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
On approval, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
From the West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved on a vote of 3-1.
Thank you very much.